This is The Adam Ritz Show, a public affairs talk show touching on community, health, foundations, and more. The Adam Ritz Show is underwritten by Vibonomics, an audio out-of-home advertising marketplace and audio experience company. Info at Vibonomics.com. And now, from the Vibonomics studios, please welcome your public affairs radio host, Adam Ritz.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Ritz Show. My name is Adam Ritz, and Jay Baker is joining me on the telephone. Jay, how are you?
I am doing great, Adam. We are heading into the meat and potatoes of the holiday season. It really is one of the greatest times of the year.
What's your favorite holiday song?
Oh, you know, I don't know the actual title to it, but it's the one that's got, I think it's Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas is the exact title. Has great lyrics.
I was going to say the song that goes Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. You know what that's called? It's called Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
That makes sense. The line in it that says someday soon we'll all be together if the fates allow is such a sentimental line to me because, you know, that during the holiday season, we tend to think of our loved ones and those that we've lost through the years. So it's very, very personal. I also love, and it's called simply The Christmas Song that was written by Mel Torme.
Is that the
Chestnuts? The one. Yes, yeah. Chestnuts Roasting. Yes. So there's many great Christmas songs. And you and I are ignoring what could be the obvious classic, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
You know, generationally, there are people that hate that song. There are Christmas stations that have flipped format and they play all Christmas songs that will not play that song.
They will
but
not.
I'm telling you, I like that song. And it's, I think, I say generationally because that song came out, I want to say I was 13 in 1983. And when it was on the radio, I had my jam box, my cassette tape. I recorded it for my little Christmas song mixtape. And I listened to that song. So I think, you know, as an older gentleman, I hear that song. I feel like I'm 13 again, and I still like that song. Now, I know if you're 10 years younger than me or 10 years older than me, you hate that song. I get it.
It's so funny. But anyway, yes, you're right. It's that time of the year where we have some of our favorite Christmas songs and some that are not so favorite.
My favorite is Sleigh Ride. I love every version of that song.
Yes.
From Johnny Mathis, his version, to Air Supply has a good version of that song out. There's a lot of instrumentals. There's a big band. Well, not big band. It's almost like a marching band version of that song. There's no lyrics. It's just horns and trumpets and trombones. And yeah, I just love that song. There's a Christmas song from Kenny Loggins called Celebrate Me Home, which is a pretty emotional song. And I bring up Kenny Loggins to transition us into our first story today. He is being honored at the Power of Love Gala event this February. It's actually on Valentine's Day Eve, Saturday, February 14th. At the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, there's a huge gala event honoring Kenny Loggins, and it's called the Keep Memory Alive Power of Love Gala. And it's all for brain health awareness and fundraising. So Kenny Loggins, no stranger to giving back charity work and foundations. He will be on stage. I don't know if he's performing because they're honoring him. I'm sure he'll have a guitar and sing at least one song. You know what? And it might be Footloose because I did just see in the news his song Footloose just reached a billion streams. A billion people have listened to that song online.
So when you think of those numbers, a billion.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable, but not unexpected, you know.
So we absolutely support brain health and how it affects especially the older generations with dementia and Alzheimer's disease. There is a website, keepmemoryalive.org. That's where you can donate and also learn more about the Keep Memory Alive Power of Love Gala. on Saturday, February 14th in Las Vegas, honoring the great Kenny Loggins. And, you know, Jay, we talk a lot about, you know, using your charitable donation dollar and sort of matching it up with your entertainment dollar.
Right.
And I'm telling you, if you were thinking about going to Vegas, this is, and you like Kenny Loggins and you love and you actually have an affinity for brain health, what a great way to give back and have a great weekend in Las Vegas.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, why don't you get tickets for both you and I, and I'll pay you back
yeah.
as soon as I can.
As soon as you can.
Thanks, Adam.
Was that Wimpy in Popeye that always
yeah.
wanted a free cheeseburger and he'd pay you back on Tuesday?
I'll pay you back on Tuesday. Well, you know, we talked about it is that time of year. A lot of people will be getting packages on their porch. And unfortunately, when you get packages on the porch, you get porch pirates.
Yes.
They're the ones that are stealing your packages. So much holiday shopping is done online these days. No one knows that more than those who are planning to steal those boxes. And according to a new survey from CNET, the average value of a package that will be sent to someone's home this holiday season is about $300, which kind of underscores that people will ship anything. We have gone to a lot more mail order stuff at our house, just because it's harder for us to get out to the stores with my schedule. And so that's really not unheard of, that the average package sitting on a porch could be worth about $300.
That is higher than I thought it'd be for the average price of a package on a porch. Now, I do know the Ring doorbell has slowed down a lot of the porch pirate activity. People know they're being recorded. When they walk up to a porch and there's a 4K video camera recording their every move, including all their facial recognition, I guess, and they can easily be caught and prosecuted. So maybe, you know, that'd be a great gift idea maybe for a family member that does not have a Ring doorbell. Maybe look into some sort of video doorbell system to help their security out. Here's an idea, Jay. You could go to Goodwill and buy an old a giant 1989 camcorder that doesn't work and just duct tape it to your front door.
And then you get one of those signs from the hardware store that says, "Smile, you're on camera."
Yes, yes. There's no way a criminal would think that wasn't hooked up in a recording. Have you seen the videos of the... boy, when you doom scroll, you see all kind of videos. I got into this actually 2 days ago. I saw like 30 videos of porch pirates stealing a package. They turn around, they walk about 20 feet, and then the package blows up with powdered dye and stains
yes.
their clothes and skin and their face.
Yeah, but you know, you and I know you got to be careful with that because we live in a society where, heaven forbid, your exploding dye package actually injures a porch pirate and now they're suing.
Well, you know, every fourth porch pirate stopped, turned around, and looked at the porch like, "I'm going to come back and burn this house down."
Yeah, you got to be careful.
So but you gotta be careful.
You raise a good point. The Ring camera, the video doorbell, do help deter theft. And while we can't all be home all the time to get our packages, we're going to give you some tried and true tips on how we can help you get your packages successful. You can track your packages online. I have noticed lately that when you get a package delivered, it's pretty seamless, though most companies will send you a tracking number, mm-hmm. and the delivery companies have expanded exactly the whereabouts of your package. The good old days on the tracking number, I'm not making fun of any of the companies, Adam, but did you ever track a package, let's say about 10 years ago, can you recall doing that?
Oh, not really. You know, maybe I did, but nothing's jumping to mind.
the reason why I worked for a broadcast company that used to get a lot of equipment that got sent around to all the various radio stations in the company. So we got pretty good at keeping track of packages with their tracking number. One very famous company who does a great job today and will still remain nameless, their tracking about 10 years ago used to be package arrived at our facility. Long pause. Package delivered. And you were like, in between, what happened? I mean, where did it go? Where did it get sent? What day did it arrive? It used to just say, arrived at our facility and then delivered. There were no dates. There were no times. Mm-hmm. Now, this same shipper will oftentimes have the picture of your package sitting on your porch because the driver takes a picture with his phone, uploads it to their link. You know exactly when that package arrives. So if you are so inclined, make sure you do sign up for email alerts so you'll know as soon as the package is dropped off, and then you can plan to get it yourself. Or here's the big tip, and here's an analog tip, a non-digital tip for you. Have a neighbor grab the package for you.
Yes, we've done that. I have done the tracking recently, and it's amazing the detail they get into.
Yes.
And they say, you know, the package arrived from China. It is now in our New Jersey warehouse. And then it'll say the time. And then it'll say, you know, 45 minutes later, a guy named Bud moved the box to the east side of the building.
Yes.
It's pretty detailed.
Yeah. Yeah, it is pretty detailed. And so hats off to the delivery companies because they too want you to have a good experience. If you're getting a package from a major retailer, the package delivery companies, it's very much on them to make sure that it gets there as efficiently as possible. You can also use a delivery box. It's a durable, permanent box that sits on your porch, and they're designed so porch pirates can't get to the package inside or carry the box away. So that's kind of a cool thing.
That's a great
look
idea.
Into the delivery box. Arrange for in-garage drop-offs. Now, this does require a little technology. Some delivery services offer drop-offs in your garage to protect packages. It works with smart garage doors and offers delivery people one-time access to the garage, no codes required. So the driver is actually able to raise your garage door, puts the package in, garage door closes, boom, your package is safe.
It's home and safe. And really, it's already inside when you get home. That's a great idea,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, so there you go. We're just trying to help because we don't want your package that you are really looking forward to. That's the other thing about porch pirates. Not only do they not know what's in the package, because, yes, it could be an item that they really want or an item that they can easily resell. Sometimes the package is, hey, I found some old books of yours and I'm sending them to you in a box.
Right.
You know what I mean? So some packages are like, this is pretty non-sensational. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It could be a useless package of nothing.
Yeah.
Or it could be something so rare that you found on eBay. You know,
yes.
let's say, Jay, your first concert was, let's say it was Led Zeppelin in 1968
mm-hmm.
in Cleveland, Ohio. And I found a 1968 Led Zeppelin tour t-shirt on eBay, got it, sent it to my house to give to you, and the porch pirate steals it. I can't get it. I can't run to Target and buy another one of those.
No.
That was the only one available on eBay. So you ruined my day. You ruined your Christmas present from me. And the real tragic part of the story is maybe the porch pirate has never even heard of Led Zeppelin. And they open the box, look at this useless t-shirt to them, and they throw it away.
Right. Yeah. So you raise the best point. So, yes, you can fight back legally against the porch pirates. Don't do something dangerous, but try one of those tips.
Now, the important part here, Jay, is how good was my estimation on how old you would have been to go to your first concert in 1968? How off was I?
Only off by a few years. I was 10, but if my folks dropped me off, heck yeah, I'd go to a concert.
Hey, let me throw two things at you. We're talking about having packages delivered. You were giving some porch pirate advice. Here's a weather advice. If you're in the northern part of the United States and you're getting some snow, I know a lot of the north got hit with snow and nor'easters here recently. If you're expecting packages, it's your responsibility as the homeowner to have your walk shoveled and your driveway shoveled so that delivery driver can safely get up to your front door.
Yes.
And if it's not shoveled, don't be shocked when you get home and that package you ordered is at the end of your driveway, which could get damaged with snow plows or other cars driving by or even more easily accessed by porch pirates. Then they're just driveway pirates because they're just going to take it out of your snowy driveway.
Now, that with this discussion, Adam, I'm now realizing why people live in Arizona, because you're totally correct. It's like, I'm trying to get my package. I can't get my drive shoveled. It's like, it's the never-ending winter holiday season.
Well, it's good
and bad at times.
As soon as it snows, I shovel my driveway, and it's not for safety, for pedestrian traffic, for my car. It's just so that we can get our packages.
There you go.
Then the second thing, I have a friend who, this is a little over the top, but it's such a great idea.
Oh, I can't wait for this.
A little over the top. Good friend of mine, you know him. We'll call him, we'll use a fake name and call him Brent.
Yeah.
He and his wife, they put out like a cart, like the kind of cart, like a garage cart, like it's got roller caster wheels and like you could almost, it has sectioned off little caddies in it. Like you'd have it in your garage to hold, you know, nuts and bolts and wheel it around your garage. They have, maybe it's like a laundry cart, I don't know, but they put this cart out on their front porch and they load up each little cubby with like miniature bottled water, Nutri-Grain bars, peanut M&Ms, Cheetos, Pringles, snack-sized snacks, fruit gummy snacks, all kinds of stuff with a little sign that says, "Dear delivery driver, please take a snack and have a wonderful holiday." So
nice. It's
such a nice little thing to let these delivery drivers know that they're appreciated by the people that just are just maybe rudely expecting them to do their job and put this package on my porch. So that's kind of a cool thing. It is a little over the top. Takes some, I guess, budgeting to be able to purchase those snacks to put on your front porch. And you have to trust your neighbors, because we all know how the please take one works on Halloween trick-or-treating when some rotten kid comes by and takes all the candy.
That one rotten kid comes by and ruins it for all of America.
Yeah. And now they do have a Ring camera. They should say, and by the way, take one because you are on camera.
Smile. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, I'm the first guy to make fun of some of my relatives because they'll eat dinner, you know, at about 3:30 in the afternoon. But eating dinner earlier in wintertime may result in better sleep. And better sleep is something that many of us look forward to. It's been a while since we've had the time change. Mm-hmm. But even after you kind of adjust and you put the time change away, you kind of realize that, hey, my body rhythm is off just a little bit. It gets pretty dark where we're at about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Have you noticed that?
Yes. It's I think it's pitch black by like 5:30, 5:45.
Yeah,
for sure.
So you kind of find yourself thinking, you know, if I eat at the regular time, I'm probably going to have to grab a snack here or whatever. Well, the later in the day that you eat, it can throw off your internal sleep time. So they're suggesting that you slide your dinner time to around 5 or 6 p.m. That will give your metabolic system time to reset to promote better sleep. So I thought that that was kind of a cool thing, an easy thing to do. So if you find you've been having some trouble getting some good sleep, it might just be because you're eating later in the day.
You've shed some light on this. I have been getting some better sleep. It gets so dark so early, and we have been eating dinner earlier. And I thought it was just because I was cold at night, and I put my heating blanket on, and I'm just sleeping like a baby. But it's got to be due to the fact we're eating earlier. I mean, in the summer, you get home from work, it's still light out, you've got 3 hours left of daylight, you go on a big walk, and then you grill out, you don't eat till maybe 7. And now, you know, we eat dinner, it's dark, our visual clock, we think it's 7 or 8 o'clock at night, it's not even 6, and we're done eating. And now we look at each other and go, what are we going to do the rest of the night? We've got, if you go to bed at 10, you've got 4 hours left, and I don't want to watch that much TV.
Well, that's what holiday movies are all about, Adam. You know that.
Yeah.
Oh, here's an interesting story. You try to get somebody a very techie gift, and it kind of backfires in your face. This was a national story not too long ago. An AI-powered teddy bear has been taken off the market after it was heard giving some not-so-healthy advice to kids.
What was it saying?
Well, you'll love this.
It wasn't in the voice of Seth MacFarlane, was it?
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
It was Kuma the Bear, sold for $99, and it utilized OpenAI's ChatGPT to talk to kids. Now, it was supposed to interact with kids through, quote, lively conversations and educational storytelling. The content safeguards apparently were not installed on the bear, and Kuma started telling kids where to find knives in the house and how to start fires. So Kuma was not a healthy toy for the kids.
That is, couldn't be more the opposite than Smokey the Bear,
no,
who was all about fire safety. Now this bear is telling kids how to start fires. Holy cow.
This is like Smokey's evil twin. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you think you're buying, you know, the very latest tech toy. It's going to interact with your kids. Make sure it's interacting in a positive way.
You just pitched next October's Halloween movie of the season, the haunted AI bear that tells kids where the kitchen knives are and how to start
where
fires.
Where the knives are. Oh my goodness. Yeah, so it's a toy that needs lots of adult supervision, apparently. So here's some not so good news, but probably unsurprising to all of us. You know, we just had a national story not too long ago about, due to the government shutdown, some of the SNAP benefits that people rely on to feed their families were held up for the month of November. Well, part of that story was some concern that people who have SNAP benefits are not necessarily restricted from buying foods that aren't particularly good for them. So believe it or not, there's now 11 states in the United States that if you do get SNAP benefits, you're not allowed to buy basically chips and soda.
Great idea. I support that. We got to get some nutrition in people.
It is a little controversial, up to and including this. They now identified that ultra-processed foods are linked to harm of every major organ in the body. So believe it or not, all these fast food, ready-to-eat meals, even protein bars are linked to harm in their impact on global health. And so, Adam, you have probably undoubtedly heard about this. It does take a little bit of the fun out of grabbing your favorite food items, and especially you and I know, Adam, that this is the time of the year where we love our sporting events. You know, we've got the college football playoffs coming here pretty soon. Collegiately, we've got the men's basketball and the women's basketball season beginning. We'll have March Madness in not too long of a time. So what do you think of when you think of all those sports?
Food.
Unfortunately, these ultra-processed foods are being aggressively marketed by corporations and working to prevent regulation. So part of the problem is many governments have identified, yes, these foods are not particularly good for you. They're resulting in poor health and more doctor visits, but we're having some difficult times even getting the ads off the air. It's not that they're poison. It's just like everything else in the world. You have to do everything in moderation. So this particular survey is saying that this may become an urgent public health threat and notes that there will probably be an emphasis on local food producers to correct the problem. But it is going to take intervention, probably from the government.
I don't think that's a bad idea at all.
No, at all.
And I know a lot of people, you mentioned it's controversial. There's a tinge of a Big Brother aspect here. The government's telling you what you can and what you cannot eat. They're not. They're telling you what you can eat with taxpayer-funded benefits.
Right.
And nutrition is so important, especially for a family with children. You've got to get that nutrition into your kids.
Yes, absolutely. Here's a very positive story. Shaquille O'Neal continuing to make a positive impact on Metro Atlanta, where he makes his home. The NBA Hall of Famer took part in this year's Youth of the Year Gala through Boys and Girls Club of Metro Atlanta. The event raised over $1.3 million for youth wellness and workforce readiness programs. Shaquille O'Neal gave $20,000 to the Youth of the Year winner and runner-up.
We love to hear that about Shaq. He's such a likable guy, just a character or personality. And I didn't know he lived in Atlanta. So I'm just wondering if I amassed the fortune that he has, would I choose to live in Atlanta? I think I'd go maybe somewhere with a more ice blue colored ocean.
Yes.
But I didn't know he was. Maybe he's from Atlanta. I thought he's from Louisiana. Well, he played college in Louisiana.
He played in Louisiana. So for whatever reason, probably like many of us, Atlanta, nice climate.
You know, it's a nice climate, big market, lots to do, lots to see, a lot of people to help, too. He's a very charitable guy, and that's great that he got involved with the Girls and Boys Club of Atlanta for this gala. Did you ever see – we only have a minute here left, Jay. Did you ever see the video of him on set – during the basketball pregame show where he had to go to the bathroom?
No.
He is on set, and they're like Ernie Johnson, Charles Barkley. They are live talking about the NBA playoffs or something, and he just undoes his mic and takes off. And Charles Barkley is like, where are you going? He's like, I got to go to the bathroom. He it was that bad. He had to go use the facility, and I think that's the same clip of him. Like he fell. He was in such a rush to get to the bathroom before an accident happened that he fell into the Christmas tree on set.
Wow,
it's worth a look, and we honor Shaq with that story because he helps out the children in Atlanta, the Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah, an absolutely
Youth of the
great
Year Gala. Okay, Jay, thank you so much for all that you do with this show, everything you cover. Hopefully you have someone to shovel your driveway so you can get your packages this holiday season to avoid the porch pirates and to help out those delivery drivers who are almost considered first responders during this time of year. We can't have life. We can't live our lives without those people delivering our packages. We'll see you next time on the show. If you want to hear this episode or any of our past episodes in podcast form, you can listen on demand right on our website. It is adamritzshow.com.
The Adam Ritz Show is recorded live in studio at the Vibonomics Worldwide Headquarters. Learn more about the Vibonomics Audio Out-of-Home Marketplace at Vibonomics.com. For information on this broadcast, including past on-demand episodes, interview submissions, and syndication contacts, visit AdamRitzShow.com.